Blog Talk Radio.
Iced tea, stone cold. Calling on everyone to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Here's a cold call.
Hello, my name is Iced tea. Can you spare a few seconds to learn about cold water washing with Tide?
Hi, my name is Steve. Did you know washing in cold can save you $100 a year on your energy bill?
Why wouldn't you turn to cold? It helps the environment.
What? Because Stone Cold said so. Plus, Tide cleans great in cold.
This was a cold call.
Hello, this is Vanilla. Vanilla Ice.
Ice, ice, baby.
This is a cold call.
I'm busy.
Stop. Collaborate.
And listen.
All right, I'm listening.
We're on a mission to get everyone to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Tide cleans better in cold than the bargain brand in hot.
It saves you $100 a year on your energy bill.
If hot's a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Word to your mother.
Word to your mother.
You know his mother?
This was a cold call.
Mr. T here.
Mr. T.
This is a cold call.
Yeah, what y'all want?
Will you turn to cold washing with Tide?
What's your jibber-jabber?
Tide cleans better in cold than the bargain brand in hot.
So Mr. T can wash his Hanes teas in cold.
You can save up to $100 on your energy bill.
Mr. T will turn to cold, and so will this fool.
I turn to cold.
You know, technically, you're Mr. T.
Technically, Steve.
This was a cold call.
This is Annie.
Annie Murphy. We're calling to get you to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Unsubscribe.
Wait. This helps the environment.
And saves you money.
Oh, the environment. Yeah. With the trees and the shrubs. How much money?
$100 a year on your energy bill. It's like getting paid for doing nothing.
I will take that money for the environment.
This was a cold call.
Hello.
Hello, Mark Messier.
It's Messier.
Mark. Messier.
Mess-C-A.
This is a cold call.
Calling to get you to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Yeah, guys, I've been doing it for years.
Really?
It saves me $100 a year on my energy bill. Plus, Tide cleans great and cold.
Tell me more.
Washing in cold helps the environment.
Hey, how would you like a job at a call center, my man?
Absolutely not.
This was a cold call.
Hotshot Rawlson on the real raw end of brawl, a brawl, a suet. Hotshot Rawlson on the real raw and brawl, a suet. Hotshot Rawlson on the real raw and a brawl, a brawl, a suet. Hotshot Rawlson on the real raw and brawl, a suet. The Rawlson is the sweetest town, the real raw is the stream. The brawler is the boy and girl, the hotshot is their dream. Hotshot Rawlson on the real raw and the brawler, brawler, suet. Hotshot Rawlson on the real raw and the brawler, suet. Rawlson is a Swedish town, and the real raw is a stream. The brawler is the boy and girl, the hotshot is their dream. Hotshot Rawlson on the real raw, hotshot Rawlson on the real raw, hotshot Rawlson on the real raw, and the brawler, brawler, suet. Hotshot Rawlson on the real raw, and the brawler, suet. Hotshot Rawlson on the real raw and a ball of brawler suet. Hotshot Rawlson on the real raw and a ball of suet.
This is a product of Beverly Nation Online Radio. I am so honored to be part of the ONE family of hosts. This is the Casual Chat with Ava Holly. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and you can dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Welcome, welcome to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. For those of you that don't know me, let me just give you a little background. I've been in radio since my college days at Penn State. I am also a singer-songwriter, author, designer, and founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. Cool things coming, moving forward, including our charitable Ava's Eye Bags and more. So stay tuned for all of that. And let's welcome our guests tonight. We're going to be speaking with Gemma Fassett and Brother Wolf on channeling our spiritual energy, among other things. So we got two brothers in the house tonight, so that's kind of cool. So welcome, Brother Wolf, David Godwin, known as Brother Wolf. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Eva. Pleased to be
good
on your show.
Glad you can make it on. I know we're mm-hmm. all so busy, and I know that you and Gemma have a different kind of vibe, yet we all come to the same place. So tell mm-hmm. our listeners a little bit about you, what you do. I know you have a lot going on, so I know there's a bunch to talk about.
Right. Well, let's see. Where do I start? Now, let me stop. It's funny because being a speaker and a preacher, people say, hey, you know, you got to be careful when you give somebody like me the mic because we have a lot to say. But I'll keep it short. As you stated, my name is Brother Wolf. That started out as being my tribal name, and it started being my name from the street. It started being my name from prison, and then it became my name as a pastor. Pastor or just a man of God in general. So my friends call me Holy Ghost Phil Wolf, mainly because of my attributes today versus my attributes back then. So presently, I am the founder and CEO and pastor for First Love Unbroken, which you can look up at www.firstloveunbroken.com. It's very small right now. We are looking into getting a facility that should be able to house up to about 30 to 40 residents for Christ-centered drug and alcohol counseling, which is basically evidence-based techniques with biblical principles, where the staff are all Christ-centered, and we want to love you right where you are through your recovery. I have other things that I've got going on, which is Mirror Image Apps, which is an app to help assess and better treat those who are from different ethnicities, cultures, subcultures, when it comes to our co-occurring disorders that we find in the psychological world today, addiction, and whether it's addiction through substances or process addictions, which would be things like sex or gambling and such and the like. I love music, too, which is really funny because I started a production team called That's Fire Production, and fire is spelled F-Y-R, which stands for Forever Yeshua's Redeem. Basically, just any gospel hip-hop artist that is on the globe, we're trying to reach out to them, spend time with them, get to know them as an individual. Music is music. It touches everyone, but the artist yep. behind the music is the most important. So with that being said, I love to deal with, I guess you could say my calling is to deal with those that are distraught, those that would be considered in some circles the walking dead, the downtrodden, the ones that are coming out of institutions or facilities or homeless or from their activities, whether they be male or female. My belief really stems from not just growing up in the church, but growing up in on the street, not because I came from a bad home, but because I made some choices that allowed me me to experience the darker side of things. That makes any sense, you know. And I got an opportunity to, and I say that so much, I say opportunity, people are like, what do you mean opportunity? But, you know, the things that you go through in life make you who you are today.
Exactly.
And you can either embrace them and allow God to use that and make you who you are, or you can take it and use it as a victimizing focus lens on yourself or your life or the world around you. So, but yeah, so I deal with a lot of different modalities, whether it be music or just people. And healing is definitely one of our main focuses. Not so much, and I'm interested to hear the other, you said young man that we have on, is that correct?
Young lady, Gemma.
Young lady, yes. That's outstanding. Because I'm talking, I want to keep talking, man. I love conversation. That's a back and forth thing. So I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah, no, that's
good,
okay.
Though? Is that a good intro?
That the this format works like that, where we talk to one and then talk to the other. So you've got the floor. You're good. You know, I find it interesting that you mentioned about music, because a certain song or something could come on and it just takes you right back to a memory that, who knows, maybe you've forgotten about or something like that. So I feel that music is so cleansing for the soul, and I'm sure Gemma will speak about that also, because, you know, where do you go when you meditate? You have a certain music. When you dance, you have a certain music. When you, you know, want to sit down with a glass of wine or something, you have a certain music. So don't you feel the same about that?
Absolutely. Music is definitely a gateway, I feel. I would say that we're musical beings. Let's just put it that way. And we have that, we have that ability to create. Some people say, well, I can't sing or I can't play an instrument, but you have your own rhythm within you. And what will happen at times, a person, like you said, meditating, or a person who's doing depressed, or someone who is very hyper, or someone who's going through a trauma, they will seek out the melody, the tone, the tune that resonates with them at that time. It doesn't have to always be that person, but there's always a rhythm or a melody that we seek out when we're in a certain mood, in a certain place. But let me say this too, Ava. On the flip side of that, if we have that understanding that we are musical beings and that we use music as a conduit to tune in, so to speak, we can also use music to change where we are. So a person who is, let's say, depressed at times will have a tendency to find music that is melancholy, music that lines up with the mood of where they're at with their depression. However, if someone instructs them and helps them, teaches them that during those moments are the times that they need uplifting music, the uplifting music that takes them out of this situation and puts them somewhere else, lifts and turns on the endorphins in our minds and our chemical neurotransmitters that we have, that music will resonate and do the same thing. So it's really interesting that, you know, that you bring that topic, because I love music and being a professional.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And I'm kind of eclectic. I really like all kinds of music, you know. And I find it interesting, because there have been many times that with my father, when he was in a semi-coma in the hospital, they brought in music. But I've heard stories about that where, you know, they bring in music while you're under, while you're out, whatever, to change the mood, to bring up the mood. Yeah, so I love you talking about that.
My father, my pop, Mr. Calvert, was in, he just passed away recently in July. He was up in Tennessee. Yeah, well, he was, you know, man of God, ready to go home. That's a whole other story. But we went up to him, and he was in hospice. He's in hospice. And hopefully this isn't too, I don't want this to be a touching moment for anyone. speaking this way, but if it is, just let me know, okay?
You're good.
In hospice. Am I good?
You're good.
Okay. So my pop was in hospice. We had several, there were people that would come in all the time and come minister to him, pray with him, sit with him, talk with him. And he loved music. He loved music. And so I flew from Jersey, went up. There was some great friends. My good friend Kaylin was up there. We had a sister and brother team, and we did some things, and they actually put it on YouTube. So I had my brother brought a cajon. I sat down with the cajon. We had a guitar, a violin, and a fiddle. Let me tell you something. The nurses and everyone would come into the room and just sit there and stand. And my pop, no medication, no pain medication, no anything. Kidneys shut down, both kidneys just shut down. They just, he said, I don't want to do the dialysis thing anymore because it wasn't helping. But the music, the music soothed him. We kept that thing playing. We played pretty much, constantly for the last 2 days. We played I played with him for that whole day. And then before that, guys came in and played and sang and whatever. So music has always been a gift. Again, back to the healing portion of being able to line up with what God has for you to take care of you.
All right. We're going to get into another track, and we're going to come back with Brother Wolf shortly. And this next track is by International Internet Radio Hall of Famer, Brother O.
Be wise, be fair, be sure, be there, behave, beware. Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your card when she's so close. Soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your feet. She's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort. No, not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm and be fair. Be sure, beware, on your guard, take care, when there's such temptation. One thing leads to another, too late to run for cover, she's much too close for comfort. Thinking cat boy, 'cause if you don't look out, you will find that you are much too close for comfort. You're heading for a mishap, boy. The first thing that you know, she will have you up that old tree. She's too close for comfort. Too close. Absolutely sure, beware, on your guard. Take care when there is such temptation. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for mother. She's much too close for comfort now. Be wise, be fair, be sure, be there, behave, beware. She's too close for comfort now.
Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. Remember, you can dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Well, Brother O, you had me dancing last week. You certainly had me dancing with this. And so I understand we have a caller on the line. So, caller, who are you? Where are you from? And welcome.
Hey, Ava, it's Jerry Pacino.
Of course it is. Welcome, my darling.
How are you?
How are you? How are you? So good to have you on here. Love having you call in.
So I have to say something to Brother Wolf, okay?
Sure.
So can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so sweetie, listen, I was cracking up when you said to her that you thought her other guest was a male, and this is why. Ava, you said we have two brothers tonight. He didn't know Brother O is our producer.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, but I told him that ahead of time, but, you know, who remembers that?
So we do have two brothers.
Yeah,
that's
two brothers.
Great.
I have to remember which one I'm talking to, Brother O or Brother Wolf.
Right? So, this is great, and I can't wait to do our interview together as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I'm so excited about that, too. Yeah, and you'll like Gemma also, Jerry. She's a doll.
Yep.
So hope you'll stay on and listen a little bit.
Okay.
Yep, I'll stay on a few minutes. How you guys doing, okay?
Yeah, I'm loving this.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm very grateful I got a really good wife because I forgot to tell her I was going to do this today. So we were out and about.
Men.
So that's why Brother Will said, what I said on the time thing. No, but she's very, very awesome. We're taking a day off tomorrow. So
that's beautiful. At least I got to talk to her with you so she knows about our date.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, welcome,
show,
Jerry.
Guys.
Thank
yeah,
you so much.
Good.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Love
we appreciate you.
You
so much. And Jerry, when is your show? You're also a host here. So when is your show?
So it was, mm-hmm. It's 4 weeks mm-hmm. from last Tuesday.
Yeah, that tells me a lot. When is your next show?
4 weeks from last Tuesday.
That is not helping. I got to do math too.
When is your next show? You know the date? Or no?
I'm not prepared for that, no.
Okay, well, we know that
you're
coming up. I think you're the week before me, correct?
Yes. So I'm 4 weeks from this past Tuesday.
She's not.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds good.
Oh,
all right, my
guys.
Friend. Love you too. Thank you so much for calling in. So I know Jem is patiently waiting out there, but I have a couple more just Jems to talk with you for a minute, brother Wolf. You almost
okay.
said brother
okay.
O. I'm confusing myself now. you
all
talked
right.
about. Being a speaker and a preacher. So how did you get to, be a preacher and who do you preach to? And, you know, do you have your own commune? Do you have, you know, just give us a little background on that.
Sure. So, oddly enough, this is not a profession that one walks into going, man, I want to do this and be that guy. It ended up being, when I say a calling, in other words, it's you have a calling on your life. The Bible says that many are called, few are chosen. So you have a calling on your life to do this, that, or the other. But I was chosen to do this because I think my testimony reaches the people that God are calling at certain times or in certain places. So I started out just speaking in small areas with the Atlantic City Rescue Mission being one of them. In Atlantic City, there's a group called Iron Sharpens Iron, fellowship of brothers that are really strong. They started out four guys in their house and ended up being, like, at one point over 100 some odd men per visit. We would go places and have to rent out places just every week so we could sit down and chop it up, so to speak. I enjoy being able to expound on the Word of God and being able to open up someone's understanding and being able to bring them to that point where they meet the loving God that I know versus the God that they've either heard about before and don't understand, or the God that is vengeful or wrathful, or the God that is a powder puff, but the true living God, I would like to say. I have an anointing or call or been chosen to kind of bring people to that understanding without making them feel bad. Or some people do feel bad because, you know, it is what it is. But mainly it gives them an opportunity to see things or see God differently and therefore see themselves differently. So I say all that to say this because it was just started out as being a testimony at one point. And then in this calling, the Lord asked me to start First Love Unbroken, which is a church. It's a church that has a recovery center in the center of it. We're very unique in that dynamic. So I started with my board of directors, I started First Love Unbroken as being the 501c3 and as the pastor for First Love Unbroken. So with that, it opened up other avenues for me to be able to speak in places like the juvenile medium security facility here in New Jersey, to be able to go to boarding town to speak there for young men, to be able to help in courtrooms, you know, not to preach in courtrooms, but to be able to be that pastor that goes to courtrooms with young men who have had problems and they need someone to stand up for them when they're coming home or as they're home. And then being able to go speak in different, not communes, but in different arenas. We do a lot of events on the outside. Mm-hmm. I've done 50-hour worship events here in Atlantic City. I've done yearly events where I take a good 12 hours to do concerts out on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, on the boardwalk there at the Kennedy Plaza. And I get a chance to speak whenever I'm called upon. So I've had other opportunities, you know, in different places to go and speak. But mainly it's wherever I'm called to be able to not just give the gospel, but to lift up men and women around me to get to know this loving individual that I speak about. That changed my life, you know?
Nice. So if people wanted to reach you, how would they do that? Mm-hmm. I know you mentioned First Love Unbroken. How would people reach out to you?
Well, honestly, because I have people, I have a lot of people that touch me through my email, believe it or not. My email, of course, Facebook, and phone number. So do you want me to give you that now?
Yeah, you could put that out there, please.
Sure. All right. So you can reach me for my email. It would be the name, firstloveunbroken@gmail.com, all one word, spelled out. Our website, of course, is the same thing, just .com, firstloveunbroken.com, www.firstloveunbroken.com. You can reach me on my actual cell phone, which is 609-428-5266. And, of course, if you want to reach me through Facebook, or Facebook is David Godwin, G-O-D-W-I-N, and you'll see me and my beautiful wife on there for that. And last but not least, on Instagram, it is actually Wolf, W-O-L-F, Dag, V-A-G, 50 on Instagram. And you can reach me that way. We'll probably change some things up later. But right now, those are the best modes to be able to reach me.
Before we close on your segment, I got to ask you a question. Is Godwin your real name?
Godwin?
Yeah, David Godwin, is that your real name?
Absolutely. Yes, it is. God always wins.
That
is my last
pretty
name.
Crazy. I love stuff like that. I just love stuff like that. Any final thoughts you'd like to give us?
For a long time, but yeah.
I like your last name. It's beautiful, just like you.
Love it now.
How any final thoughts you'd like to give us on anything or give us some final words.
It's real, gotcha. Well, I'll tell you this much. I'm excited about being on Jerry's show that's coming up. Give you a little segue about that.
She's a great lady. She's a host here also, and we just love her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love it. I'm going to probably talk, and one of the topics is going to be about marriage and what that looks like from my side. Yeah.
I've got it looking like a funny side myself.
it's going to be pretty interesting. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to be promoting my documentary that someone made for me. It's a video. It's about an hour and a half documentary. I'm going to see if we can talk about that. But I do want to say this real quick for the ones, anyone that's out there sick, suffering, feeling distraught, not knowing what tomorrow is going to look like or distressed, there is a upside to this. There is a loving God that is so much in love with them that he has gone out of his way to reach them by creating a body just for him to be able to come down and hang out with us. And in doing so, to be able to feel what we feel, express what we like to express, overcome the fears and problems that we struggle with, and provide a way of escape for us. So even when we get to those deepest, darkest points in our life, and my wife and I were speaking about this earlier, God says, I can reach you. I will reach you even in the darkest places of where you are. If you go to hell, I will still be there. If you're on the mountaintop, I will still be there. That's actually scripture. So I want to encourage them. If they can't reach out to me, reach out to someone and be able to connect with this loving God that means that they mean so much to, and tomorrow will be better than today.
Mm-hmm. That's funny because in the short time I've known you, you've become like a brother to me. And
awesome.
Speaking of Brother Wolf and Brother O, you know, you're like my brother from another mother.
Awesome.
But,
I love it, too.
I appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. I hope you'll stick around while we talk with Gemma. And, so we can chat with you real quick at the end. And thank you for taking the time. We loved having you, and I'd love to get you back on so we can continue to pursue this avenue of work that you're doing. So we're going to get into another track by International Internet Radio Hall of Famer, Brother O.
When you feel as low as the bottom of a well and can't get out of the mood, do something to perk yourself up and change your attitude. Give a tug to your tie, put a crease in your pants, but if you really want to feel fine, give your shoes a shine. When there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart with a singable happy feeling. wonderful way to start to face the world every day with a deedle-dum-dee-die-die little melody that is making the worrying world go by. When you walk down the street with a happy-go-lucky beat, you'll find a lot in what I'm repeating. When there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart. What a wonderful way to start the day. Now there's a shine that you get in the barber shop. There's a shine that you get in the Pullman car. There's a shine that you get in the pool room. There's a shine that you get in the school room. Well, it doesn't matter where you get it, it'll do a lot of good if you let it. A little bit of polish will abolish what's bothering you. When you walk down the street with a happy-go-lucky beat, you'll find a lot in what I'm repeating. Shine on your shoes and a dream in your heart. What a wonderful way to start the day. When there's a shine on your shoes, girl in your heart, smile in your face, spring in your walk, what can you lose? Shine on your shoes.
Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly, and thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, you can dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Gemma, thank you so much for being so patient, and we're so happy and honored to have you as one of our guests tonight. And I'm going to throw this right back at you, the same thing. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to do what you do, because you also do so much in such a beautiful way.
Oh, Ava, thank you so much. Yeah, I don't even know where to begin. I would just say that, I mean, because, you know, it's like what I do is innate. It was kind of like a gift, you know, to be born with the ability to just feel connected to God, right? That's mm-hmm. my gift, is I can feel connected. I think many, many people can, and some come to it later, but I came to it very young, and that gave me a sense of stability and grounding that I wouldn't have had otherwise. So in the crazy of childhood and navigating the world, I always had that to come back to, and it kept me sane. So I didn't know, like, there's little things that happened along the way that brought a very constructive truth into my being. And I specifically remember when I was 8 years old, having a lot of difficulty with math, like just really struggling to understand the concepts of math. And I heard this saying, and now we did go to church, and it's possible I heard church, but it felt more like I just heard it in my head. I remember being in the bathroom, my mom's bathroom in her bedroom, when I heard this, and I heard that everything you will ever learn, you already know, you just have to remember. Or you just have to be reminded. And when I heard that, immediately I knew math, and I never had trouble with math again. And I always knew it before, you know, upon being, you know, shown it, I understood it, never had to do the homework. So that's the kind of experiences that I had, where I would get these little bits of truth and I would hold them. And then once I held those truths, I would not let them go. And so those became steadfast markers and guideposts for my entire life. And not only did they work for me, but then I would share them with people. So in the beginning days, you know, these little bits of truth would come once every couple years or whatever. It wasn't that often, but man, I held on to them so strong. And going forward now, you know, like there's just so much And it doesn't, it only takes one truth. I will say that. It only takes one truth. Truth is truth, and truth is God. So it just takes one truth to be in the know, so to speak, or on the right path, mm-hmm. or, you know, mm-hmm. having enough to hold on to. Really, one truth will feed you for your life. So a later truth I came into, which it sounds kind of cliche, but God is love. And I love math. So when I heard God is love, and I believe in almost like the mathematics of language, and to hear God is love. God is love. Is God equals love. Love equals God. And once I owned that truth, boy, it was just like I ran with it. And I found that people were seeking me out for that steadfastness in that idea. So it's just, it's this idea that when you have things that is so real to you, it is so the basis of life, of your very life, that to stand by that and not give it away is to own your power within the greater good, right? So now mm-hmm. you can make a difference in the world. Listening to Brother Wolf, I was blown away because I honestly, we could sit down at a cafe and talk all day, him and I, because yes. we're talking the same thing from different places. And I exactly. absolutely loved hearing his passion about what he does. And it's interesting because I once got the privilege of attending AA and NA meetings with some other people, and I felt so connected to these people. Mm. And it took me a little bit to realize why, and it was because they were all in for their spiritual growth. You don't always mm-hmm. find that at churches. Some churches, you know, and I mean, I shouldn't say churches, but some people go because it's what they've always done. It's not necessarily a quest for to know God or to better themselves. And it's not necessarily even a spiritual journey. So to meet all these pure people who were really in the same place I was, as far as like their quest for spirituality and knowing God, that blew my mind. And I felt like, oh, these are my people. Mm-hmm. And then when I finally read the 12 steps, I knew at that point it was a God-given program because I had been doing all those 12 steps 2 years previous without knowing AA even existed. I had no idea there was such a program. I had never heard of it. I was very isolated. And so that was powerful. And what I yeah. have continued to do is, like, you know, you have the 12-step program that really helps people to get back into life from a baseline of survival. And then what I do with the spiritual work that I do is I take people for steps 13 to 24. You know, like we're going up now. Now we're going beyond the 12 steps. You know, you've harnessed them, mm-hmm. and where do you go from there? And that's where I take people. Not that it's a written thing. I've never heard of the 14th or 12 to 24 steps, but that's pretty much what I do. And I love it. I love, love, love it. So I get the people who've already come out of the darkness, and they've been working, and they're like, now what? You know, now what? Okay, right. I know God loves right. me, and I'm here, and I'm being the best person I can be, but now what, you know? And I help people anchor in their truth so they can take it to the next level. And
you know what? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Gemma, because your daughter at her young age has this amazing yes. gift as well, and I believe, you know, she gets that from the energy that surrounds you and surrounds her, you know, and the love there. We're going to go into another track, so hold that thought. I want to talk a little bit about higher vibrations when we come back. The next track is by International Internet Radio Hall of Famer, Brother O.
Satin sky above, dipped in dew, tinted blue, a bed for the velvet moon. There's a mountain made of mist, feather bed, tinted red, caressing the velvet moon. I see the Milky Way, her negligee a vision of sheer delight, silvery white. And there upon her breast, a necklace of stars that enchants the night. And as I hold you tightly, I hear music everywhere, symphonies, rhapsodies that comfort the velvet moon, so that I can gently creep into sleep deep in dreams, and so into the dawning as the moon dreams above. We too can dream of our love. Here is paradise for two, neath our blue velvet moon. Here is paradise for two, neath our blue velvet moon.
Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly, and we are speaking with the beautiful Gemma Fassett. Gemma, I know you and I have talked before about the higher vibration, so I think this is what you're speaking about when you take people, like you said, where do they go next? You know, so you're taking them to another place. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Absolutely. Well, first, I'd like to just share my two favorite words, which are frequency and expansion. And I just want to throw them out there because I use them all the time. And as soon as I use them, if you don't understand how I'm using them. So frequency is what everything has. Everything has a state of frequency. And all language has a state of frequency. Words have their own frequency, and ideas and everything. And so what I do is I assist people in recognizing how the frequencies of their emotions are choices and they affect their lives. And if we are going to be in our full power and we're going to be harnessing our highest potential selves and really diving into our passion and our calling, then we have to take full ownership of these emotional frequencies that we are imbibing in. So if you make a habit of being angry or fearful or resentful or jealous, then you are basically choosing a low frequency state. Now, low frequency state is not going to be a match for passions and callings. They just aren't. Passions and callings come out of this unconditional love energy that we share due to our relationship with God source energy. So when we're in a relationship with this large energy field of God, right, we are unconditionally loving ourselves and others and serving the highest good of all. So that's what passions and callings do. They're always serving the highest good. So I assist people. Now, people may not even know that they have passions or callings, or they might not even be interested in it, but they are truly interested in getting out of the fear-based survival mentality that seems to govern this planet that we're on. And I'm saying that you can step out of it. You can step out of it and live a life full of joy and love and basically, you know, finding a sense of heaven on earth, you know, like this whole ability to navigate this reality in a way that is beautiful, you know, and just lovely.
It reminds me of, you know, the law of attraction, you know, what you put out there, what you bring back to yourself. Gemma, I know you have a beautiful podcast. Can you tell people how to find that and how to reach out to you?
Absolutely. I love my podcast and it serves me. I will say that if I noticed I didn't do it for a week recently and I felt the difference in my own being. So my podcast is called That Happiness Show because I believe in being happy. I believe in happiness mm-hmm. is a choice and a practice. Practice. That's a good way to say it. So what I do is I share my own experience, my life. It's a very personal sharing. And at the same time I'm sharing my personal experience, I'm suggesting and putting out ideas for people to up-level their own experience, you know, awareness and tools. And I firmly believe that I don't hold any secrets. I give everyone everything I have as far as knowledge mm-hmm. in how to do this. There's no holding back. Mm-hmm. So if you're astute enough and you're ready to dive in, you could use my podcast and you could take your life to another level because the tools are all there. It's just implementation and practice. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I do my best to make it fun because it is the happiness show. That is the happiness show. Yes.
And how do they find that, Gemma?
Oh, okay. So if you're into doing podcasts and you already find podcasts, so I guess some people are in places I'm not familiar with. There's my website, which is GemmaFossett.com. There is Apple iTunes, SoundCloud, and CastBox. And I may be adding some more soon. It's not that hard to add them, but I just have not done it yet. So thinking
mm-hmm,
about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to find me on either of those, I'm around.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we have another caller on the line, so let's see who's here. Caller number two, who are you? Where are you from?
I'm Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man.
Oh, Huni, how are you?
Host.
Yes, you are. A beautiful host.
No doubt. You're definitely getting in. I appreciate it. Thanks for the connection and friendship. But this show here tonight, it really, really is a step in the right direction. Honors to the first special honored guest that you have. Honors mm-hmm. to the second. Mm-hmm. And it's great to be able to bear I'm going to end it by saying that an old friend of mine, an elder, one of my uplines, I will say, he used to say mm-hmm. that the harvest is ready, but the workers are few. And that was well over 36 years ago, even though a lot of people like to, you know, sit at the sidelines and watch other people do the work. But again, it's great to see you being a willing worker and you're inviting these special honored guests. They're also putting in work and honors to the people into this show.
Thank you.
Thank
you, dear.
You know,
thank you for calling.
Be encouraged
calling
and influenced. You're welcome.
When is your show?
Oh, yeah. I'm the host of We Will Aware You. My show, the next show's like Jerry Petito right now. I think if I'm correct.
Right,
it's
I know.
Gonna
it's every
be,
four, it's every
it's
4 weeks.
Week.
Well, we're gonna post it around
that.
when you're up, when your show is on anyway. We share it around on my social media as well. So
no
thank
doubt.
You so much for calling in. This is International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Huni Bakatun. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're very welcome. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, dear. So, Gemma, I believe we are back to you. So we heard a little bit about your podcast. You know, my daughter was not great in math up to around the same age, around 8 or 9, maybe it was even 10. And then something just clicked, and it was just smooth sailing after that. So it's amazing what your mind generates around you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely. I love the music you've been playing. I just had to say something. It's just like flashing me back. My dad used to say I was born in the wrong time, and the sound of this music, it's taking me back to like the 20s, 30s, 40s, and it just I'm not from that era. But
no, I know, me either, and I fell in love with it too.
Oh, my God. And then hearing what Brother Wolf said about music, and it was so on point with my whole concept of frequency and up-leveling. And recently I've brought a lot more music back into my life because it's such an easy way to raise your frequency. It's so exciting. And Bill and I are listening in the car all the time to music until the commercials come on. Then we find another channel or turn it off because the commercials are always low frequency, but the music is wonderful.
Well, we have another caller. So let's bring on our retired International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, and this is Sister Bessie the Truther.
Hey, my sister Ava Holly, how are you? And hi to your guests.
How are you, dear? I just love you. You know, my grandmother's name was Bessie. My daughter was named after a Bessie, so I just resonate with you and your name so much.
Oh, I love that. I love that. It's like a namesake.
Yeah. Yes.
And hi to your guests.
Hello, Bessie. How are you?
All right. I just want to say I'm at a spiritual point in my life trying to uplift myself and my spirit. And I think that sometimes in our life, we have to make those type of choices for ourselves to heal our spirit and our soul and to depend on the Creator for all that we ask for. And, you know, I'm enjoying your show, Ava.
Oh, thank you.
And,
thank you so much.
You know, I'm a person of my word. I have to keep my word. And I'm going to sit back and listen to everything that is being said on the show. I wanted to give you my support, and I send my love to you.
Thank you.
Hey,
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Bessie, if
thank
there's
so
one
much.
Thing you could ask if you wanted some answer, what would it be?
If I wanted an answer?
If you wanted to ask one question, you know, to get some kind of, like, clarity on it, what would it be?
That's a good one.
to how would I concentrate on my spiritual strength, because, you know, I have been fighting with myself about my own strength, and I'm to the point right now that I'm still searching for my spiritual strength inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
beautiful. Are you
That's
ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready to hear it?
Yes.
You already are strong. You're stronger than you'll ever realize. You are so strong. And what happens is this self-doubt gets in the way. Your strength comes from your relationship with God. It is so beautiful. And when you slip into those lower frequencies, you step away from your relationship with God. But God never stepped away from you. He's there holding you. He thinks you're just dreaming. All right? So when you recognize that you hold the power by changing a thought, by changing the thought of self-doubt, the thought of lack, the thought of unworthiness, when you change those thoughts, and it's just a blink to change them, it's putting on that other music and dancing. It's smiling at a little baby. It's petting your pet. It's drinking a glass of water. It's appreciation. It's gratitude. It's loving what is in this moment. And if in this moment you feel exhausted, you say, God, I feel exhausted and I love that. And you up-level through love your own frequency. That is your responsibility. As you said, it is our responsibility, this spiritual
right.
journey. But it can be as simple as a choice in this moment. And what I tell a lot of people I work with is to just make a list of 5 things that make your heart everywhere. Make 10 of them, post it in the car, on the fridge, on the mirror in the bathroom, everywhere where you pause, the mirror in your bedroom. And when you're having that moment where you feel that self-doubt, you go and you find something on that list that makes your heart sing and do it. My daughter's is as simple as having a glass of water. You know, maybe it's standing outside in the fresh sunlight, you know, the fresh air and the sunlight. But just find that little thing. And Bessie, I just want you to know, you can get my number from Ava. But I'm always here to assist those who really are wanting to know. Because it's, for me, I mean, I've practiced this to the nth degree. And my podcast will give you so much too. But just, it's just asking the questions. If we don't ask, there's no solution. Mm-hmm. There's no answer. Because we are co-creators. We came here to co-create that which has never been for the purpose of expanding right. consciousness. And it's up right. to us to ask the questions and then shift into the frequency that is the solution so that we may receive. So it's
beautiful. Oh, it's just beautiful. Thank you so much. You know what? I love what you said. And writing that list, that is a great idea for me because I need to do that for myself. And I thank you.
Yeah, I like that too.
And thank you,
Bessie,
and bless you.
Bessie, I'm going to give you one more thing. I know we're running out of time. The word try, I heard you say, and I heard you say the word need. Now, when you listened to me, you raised your frequency, and you were like, I love that. That's the high frequency right there. But then you said, I need to do that. So if you can be conscious when you use the words need and try, and struggle. Struggle is another one. Those three words. I didn't hear you use the word struggle. I don't know if that's part of your vernacular. But those three words, if you hear yourself say them, you up-level those words immediately. Try becomes do. And need becomes want. And want becomes love. So I love doing this. I love doing these things for myself. And you are going to have success.
Well, ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Sister Bessie, for calling in and supporting. Yes. We love you, and we'll get into your show. Do you know when your show is?
Okay. No, she is retired from radio
right.
this time.
Yes. I even said that. Yep. And I listened to one of her shows before. Okay, we have a track coming up next by International Internet Radio Hall of Famer, Brother O. Thank you, darling.
On and on, always wandering on, over roads that we walked upon. On and on ever since you've gone, longing for just a glimpse of you. Everywhere, everything I do, haunted by just the thought of you. At the crossroads, standing there dreaming for a while, waiting at dawn for the new day to break. Will I find your kiss, the charm of your smile, along the road I take? As the pale moon bids the end of the night goodbye, and the sun rose in the east, then I knew, just beyond the crossroads waits a peaceful sky, along the road that leads to you. Waiting in the night, praying that you might come into my arms and say you're still in love with me. Knowing I'm to blame, whispering your name, burning with a flame so blinding that I cannot see. At the crossroads I stand dreaming for a while, waiting at the dawn for the new day to break. Will I find your kiss, charm of your smile, along the road I take? At the crossroads, at the crossroads, at the crossroads, Maragueño, Maragueño, Maragueño.
Wow. Thank you, Brother O, for the beautiful Mel Torme music this evening. Just beautiful to listen to that. Welcome back to the Casual Chat. This is Ava Holly, and we have another caller in queue. Tell us who you are and where you're from.
Hello, Ava. My name is Mo Garman. I'm the new intern on O&E.
Oh, nice. Welcome.
I wanted to call in and tell you that I enjoyed your show. It's very spiritually motivating, and both your guests are outstanding.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, they are. They're beautiful people, both inside and out. Thank you so much for calling
you
in.
It's palpable.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Lots of luck to you. When is your next show? Do you know?
Oh, yes. It's November the 5th.
Oh, great. So hopefully we can catch you there. Lots of luck with all of that. It's a great family of hosts here. So I'm so honored to be a part of it. And welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we have another caller. Hi, where are you? Where are you from? Who are you? Where are you from?
Hi, Ava. It's the Commissioner Ebony Dawn Starks. How are you?
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm enjoying the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Been a crazy few weeks for me, yet I appreciate you calling in. And we had an interview together not too long ago, so it was such a pleasure getting to know you. And your show is E. Davis, correct?
My show was Strictly Business with E. Davis. The E. Davis is based off of my pen name because I am also a published author and CEO and founder of a publishing company called Writer's Block Publishing, LLC. Where on the O&E Network, I discuss business tips and the business analysis.
And when is your next show? Do you know?
It's tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Oh, yeah, you're the day after me, right. Cool. Well, thank you so much for calling in. O&E Syndicated Commissioner Ebony Dawn Starks. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. And I believe there is another caller. Hello, are you there?
Hey,
hi.
How you doing?
Who are you? Where are you calling from?
This is True Fan Willa Guy calling from Philly. You already know.
Nice. Hi, welcome.
Well, I was listening to the conversation. I'm just a little bit late, but my goodness, it's an extravaganza. I'm a fellow host myself.
Mm-hmm.
My show is called Too Thorough by Will of God. I just did my little show, and my topic was intelligent questions or answers inquiring minds would like to know. My next show is going to be, how shall I say this? Man, I forgot what I was going to say. Because y'all are so deep right now. And I have a question. When you deal with crabs in a barrel, but you're the type of person that's, how should I say it, naive, humble, compassionate, but at the same time, never trying to judge a book by the cover. How you deal with the new people that's coming into your life?
Who are you asking this to? Our guest, Gemma? Or myself?
Yeah, I'm right here. Well, I'm right here.
Who are you asking that question to?
Excuse me? What did you say? Excuse me? Say it again.
Gemma?
Gemma,
Gemma.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gemma.
Okay. So I just want to get a little clarity on the question. So it was under the impression that the person is somewhat naive and humble and compassionate, and they're dealing with new people coming into their life.
But you got to understand, crabs in a barrel. Sometimes people of my color, we're like, no, it's a situation. It's not only in America, but it's all over the world. And it just don't stop. How do you deal with that?
I think
okay,
he's
so
asking how you deal with bringing the new people into your life, Gemma.
Yes. So you know what? What I do is this is the best thing. So I guess the naive thing and the humble. I put a lot of love out, And a lot of people would be mm-hmm. like, but that would make you really vulnerable, you know, to be loving people all the time and to love everyone the same. It makes you vulnerable to people who aren't nice or kind, or they might be narcissistic or psychopath. And what I have found, and this is so powerful, and this is your new tool, is that when you wake up in the morning, you can focus in on your heart energy, which is love. You know, this powerful force is greater than any other force you have. Focus in on that heart energy and expand it out. You know, just push it out. I like to use my hands. When my daughter was 3 years old, we'd do it together and she'd push it out. But I like to use my hands because I'm a tactile person. So I push this field out. And you will find instant gratification from this. It will change your world because this heart energy is no longer just negating the negative, negating the low frequency. Now this heart energy transmutes it. You become an alchemist in your own life. By putting this heart energy field out 300 feet, I like to do 3 miles when I drive because that's only 3 minutes on the highway, and I'd like to be 3 minutes away from anything that's going to happen. But when you put this heart energy field out there, there is absolutely nothing that can come through that that isn't a match for you. Now, this isn't about defending yourself. This is about changing the world, and we change it through being in that Christ-like or God-like state of being, you know, which is unconditional mm-hmm. love. So by you believing so strongly in your own love and then putting it out to the world as a gift, it will change all the people who come within it. And suddenly they cannot come near you unless they are a match for your beingness, you know. So if your beingness is great, then you will then have great people approach you. And if your beingness is low frequency, then you will also have those people show up. So it's really about being mm-hmm. mindful of your emotional frequency, setting it high, and then putting out this heart energy field. And you will never have a problem.
Well, thank you so much, Gemma. Thank you, Willard, for calling in. We so appreciate you and your show and being a great host here with the ONE family of hosts. So thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. It's Ngozi time, everyone. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the people that called in tonight. What a wonderful rendition of something that is near and dear to our heart, and that is being positive. A lot of times on different internet radio networks, you don't find that, and you also don't find the ability to let people be non-censored, and that's what ONE Dante is all about. There's different shows around the country, around the world. There'll never be another ONE Dynasty because a variety is the spice of life. And tomorrow night on these ONE stations, we have our commissioner. Her name is Ebony Dawn Starks, but her pen name and her broadcasting name is E. Davis. Strictly Business right here on these ONE stations, 9:30 Eastern Daylight. And, of course, Beverly Nation is advertising to ONE, which is on the Beverly Ngozi Enterprise. It reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com. as well as Ngozi Prime Time on that, devnet.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ngozi at Pinterest, Google Plus. Oladele Malaya Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Casual Chat with Ava Holly, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio established 2013. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? That goes with my and gmail.com. And I am the 2021 International Internet Radio Producing and Shrani, the 2019 International Internet Radio Disc Jockey and Shrani. But most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer. Oladele Malaywin goes here saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. I'm glad you enjoyed Mel Torme. And now, the wonderful and outstanding Ava Holly, you have 2 minutes left to go in the program.
All right, my dear. Thank you so much. Such a pleasure to be here. Thank you to all the callers. I love all of your shows. I've heard all of your shows. And thank you for calling in. Thank you to my wonderful guests, Brother Wolf, David Godwin. Find him on Facebook. Gemma Fawcett. Find her podcast. Reach out to her. Reach out to me, and I can get you connected with her if Gemma is someone you would like to connect to. So thank you again. Thank you, everyone at Beverly Nation, Looking Glass Entertainment, and we will see you in 4 weeks with a casual chat. I'm Ava Holly.